WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Nova Lane here. Welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. You know that feeling when your mind feels like a hamster wheel of negativity? Just spinning, spinning, spinning with those same old thoughts and worries. Yeah, me too. And let's be real, in this day and age, it's easier than ever to get caught up in the noise, the constant notifications, the endless news cycle, the pressure to be on all the time. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're drowning in a sea of bad vibes. But here's the thing. You don't have to let those negative thoughts and emotions control you. We can learn to break free from that hamster wheel, reclaim our mental space, and actually start enjoying life again. And trust me, I'm not talking about some woo-woo, think positive nonsense. I'm talking about practical strategies, real tools, and actionable steps that you can implement right now to shift your mindset and create a more positive experience for yourself. Ready to dive in? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you let go of those negative thoughts and emotions. First up, become aware of your thought patterns. This is the foundation, guys. You can't change what you don't recognize, right? Stop paying attention to the stories your mind tells itself. When do those negative thoughts creep in? What triggers them? Are they based on facts or just assumptions? Think about it like this. Your brain is like a superpowered computer, but it runs on default settings. These default settings might be programmed with some pretty unhelpful stuff from your past. So, step one is to acknowledge those programs and see how they're influencing your thoughts and emotions. Next step, challenge those negative thoughts. Once you've identified them, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negativity comes from distorted thinking, jumping to conclusions, catastrophizing, or focusing on the worst-case scenario. Challenge those assumptions and look for more balanced perspectives. Third, practice mindfulness. This one is huge. Mindfulness means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about tuning into your senses, your breath, and your body sensations. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in those negative thought spirals. There are tons of great apps out there that can guide you through mindfulness meditations. Give them a try. 4. Cultivate gratitude. This is a game changer, folks. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our whole perspective shifts. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a sunny day, a delicious meal, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Writing down 3 things you're grateful for each day can make a world of difference. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is crucial. We all have bad days. We all struggle with negative thoughts sometimes. Be patient and compassionate with yourself. Remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. Just keep showing up, keep practicing these strategies, and celebrate your victories along the way. Alright, let me give you a real-world example to illustrate this. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. Your mind starts racing with doubts. What if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? You can get sucked into that vortex of anxiety. But instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Acknowledge them, yeah, I'm feeling a little nervous. Then, challenge them. But I've prepared well. I know my stuff. Focus on your strengths and the positive outcomes. Remind yourself that it's okay to be nervous. Everyone feels that way sometimes. So, what's the takeaway? Letting go of negative thoughts and emotions is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and practice. But by becoming more aware of our thought patterns, challenging negativity, practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, and being kind to ourselves, we can break free from those hamster wheels and create a more positive and fulfilling life. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share the episode with your friends. Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Tag me at Nova Lane Unfollowed. Until next time, keep rewiring your brain for focus and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.